And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 15th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of P.G. Wodehouse, born in Surrey, England, 1881, who said, "I may as well tell you here and now that if you're going about the place thinking things pretty, you will never make a modern poet. Be poignant, man. Be poignant." He was 2 years old when his parents went off to Hong Kong, left him to be raised by various aunts. He would later feature a lot of scary, mean aunts in his fiction. Wodehouse once wrote, "It is no use telling me that there are bad aunts and good aunts. At the core, they are all alike. Sooner or later, out pops the cloven hoof." P.G. Wodehouse wrote 96 books, including My Man Jeeves, Carry On Jeeves, Thank You Jeeves, Right Ho Jeeves, all about the butler, Jeeves, who's always rescuing his dim employer Bertie Wooster from all sorts of ludicrous situations. Jeeves was invented in 1915. He didn't say much at that first appearance. He had two lines, "Mrs. Gregson to see you, sir," and "Very good, sir, which suit will you wear?" But he became one of Wodehouse's main characters. Wodehouse, who was exiled from England after he'd made some satirical comments on German radio during World War II when he was taken prisoner by the Germans, became an American citizen at the age of 73, but still wrote stories about castles and butlers in England. He lived to be 93. Many more serious writers, such as Evelyn Waugh and Zadie Smith and Salman Rushdie, have confessed to being big fans of P.G. Wodehouse. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the Aeneid, the poet Virgil, Publius Virgilius Maro, born near Mantua, Italy, in 70 B.C. The Italian novelist Italo Calvino, born in Santiago de las Vegas, Cuba, in 1923, who published his book Italian Folk Tales in 1956, and later wrote many novels that were influenced by the folk tales he had learned, novels full of magic and allegory. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Austin entitled On Punctuation. Not for me the dogma of the period, preaching order and a sure conclusion. And no, not for me the prissy formality or tight-lipped fence of the colon. And as for the semicolon, call it what it is, a period slumming with the commas, a poser at the bar, feigning liberation with one hand, tightening the leash with the other. Oh, give me the headlong, run-on fragment, dangling its feet over the edge. Give me the sly comma with its come-hither wave, teasing all the characters on either side. Give me ellipses, not just a gang of periods, a trail of possibilities. Or give me the sweet interrupting dash, the running, leaping, joining dash, all the voices gleeing out over one another. Oh, if I must punctuate, give me the yippee of the exclamation point. Give me the curling, cupping curve mounting the period with voluptuous uncertainty. On Punctuation, a poem by Elizabeth Austin from her collection The Girl Who Goes Alone, published by Floating Bridge Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.